Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is rants and raves with Gary.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Rants and Raves, pre-Infocom edition. In the past few episodes, we've kind of been going over a few of the sessions that are happening before and during the show in Orlando. And joining me this time to help me talk about a few more sessions is Kamisha Jones, AV product manager or project manager at Florida International University. Hey, Kamisha, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's definitely pre-Infocom. I am feeling the stress. What about you?
I can understand that.
Well, I'm really excited for you because you are kind of a part of three different sessions this time at Infocom. But before you tell me about those, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you ended up in AV? Because it never really is a straight career line for anybody.
Absolutely. Well, I'm Kamisha. I am FIU project manager for AV here at our student center. So I'm responsible for anything a person sees and hears at any event that we have on campus. Definitely my straight shot to AV was definitely not a straight shot. It was definitely, I started off as a musician. I thought I'll be working in the studio, producing, mixing sound for Beyonce, things of that nature. But you know how things go. Didn't happen that way. So when I was getting my master's degree, I really started to figure out what I wanted to do and what I wanted to be. When I was interning at the Adrian Arts Center in Miami, Florida, that's what really sparked my interest of, okay, people actually do this for a living as far as audio goes and visual goes. So once that came about, I was like, okay, let's really do it. And I started off in museums and a lot of museums, and then work my way up. So, and here I am today. So, you know, it's a long story short of, you know, how I got into AV, definitely.
Very cool. I love the people who started out in music because I did as well. So it is so funny how we kind of all ended up in this ragtag industry.
Absolutely.
So you're part of HETMA and you're going to be part of HETMA's Higher Education Summit. And this is happening both June 9th, so before the show, and June 10th, also before the show, same room both days, kind of like a little bit of a few hour affair. Tell me a little bit about the summit and what's going to be happening.
Wow, we have a lot going on. I am privileged enough to be the HETMA DEI chair to host on that board. And it's been an incredible experience so far. So we're going to be talking about a variety of things. We're going to be talking about cybersecurity. We're going to be talking about AI and how AI restructures into the classrooms. We're going to be talking about the projects that what are the roadmaps to a big project on campus and what does that look like. So when I tell you it's a mouthful, we have amazing speakers from a lot of universities, from a lot of manufacturers that partners up with HETMA because everybody loves HETMA because once again, we're the geeks of higher education, so which is amazing. We're going to be having a different type of small group discussions and basically just wanted to making sure that people that are in higher education know that we are all going through the same difficulties and things like that at our universities. It's just about how to support each other and how can we come together to share resources, making sure that manufacturers see us and not just wants our money. So that's mainly really what those sessions are really about, is really coming together as an AV higher education community to just really share resources, talk about a lot of common things that happen in the higher education that we can all help each other. So, yeah.
Yeah. How did you guys decide on what topics to discuss during this? How did you decide like which ones were important enough that they needed to be the things discussed here?
We talked to our community. That's mainly what it was about. It was talking to our community and say, what is it that people are not talking about that needs to be talked about?
Mm-hmm.
So we talked to our community, putting our brains together, reaching out to our manufacturer. And a lot of our manufacturers wanted to partner up with us to actually hear our thoughts on what they can do to improve their equipment and improve their services for higher education. So yeah, just basically listening to our people, having those meetings. We have monthly meetings for our student, for our major body. We also have different type of committees that we do, such as our approved program that we have with our manufacturers, as well as our people that are in higher education. So yeah, it's basically hearing our people.
Very cool. Who can attend? Is it just open to HETMA members, or can anyone attend?
Anyone can actually attend. You know, it's really open. And if you do get a ticket, if you do purchase the higher education at Summit, you get a ticket to go to our AV Higher Education Award Ceremony, which is a great opportunity to recognize those folks that are higher education that are doing the great things. So this is cool.
Awesome. And that's not all you're a part of. You're also going to be a part of another talk that's on June 12th at 1 p.m. That's AVIT Beyond the Equipment. So tell me a little bit about this session and what you're going to be covering there.
Absolutely. Well, this session is very true and dear to my heart because I am speaking on shedding a light into between HBCUs, which is historically Black colleges and universities. So basically, I'm going to be talking about that 3% of the higher education that HBCUs take up, basically how to get those partnerships and how to, you know, how can we collaborate with the people that are not in higher and predominantly white institutions as far as Black institutions. So how can we collaborate together? How can we, you know, shedding a light on a lot of the difficulties and the resources that makes up those higher education, especially HBCU. So I'm going to be talking really about the history of it, going into depth with the resources. I will be showing you examples of what the classrooms looks like and how those classrooms, as far as AV goes, and how that impacts the students' experience at both of these colleges and universities. And once again, partnering up with each other, how can we build those relationships? That's why this session is beyond the equipment, because it's beyond the equipment that, you know, that those students will get that experience. It's more than just the equipment. It's about the relationships that are built within those communities. And really, I'm super excited for this to just to dive into it and just really, like I said, just shedding that light on that 3% of the education that we do have in this society. So yeah,
that's really cool. Is this going to be a panel discussion?
It is not going to be a panel discussion. Okay. Thought about it, but I will have a lot of people that will be there to support, that will you know, have their feedback and things like that. Cause I will have, it's going to be a more open discussion as well too. So we're going to have a big open discussion about it. And I want to hear everybody's thoughts. Cause like I said, I'm not the expert in the field, but I do have, you know, those type of relationships and getting those ideas from everybody else to say, okay, how can we, you know, make and also help in those type of communities and things. So
yeah, I'm excited for it. That's really awesome. When you look at the AVIT resources at HBCUs versus like a PWI, like what difference is the resource structure? And like, if you don't mind like kind of giving a little taste of your talk, like what are ways that the two types of institutions can collaborate to like push forward technology and culture and everything else?
Absolutely. So basically, I'm going to say, for an example, Louisiana. Louisiana has LSU, and you also have Southern University. Those two are one is a PWI, and one is an HBCU. They are probably about 115 miles from each other. That right there can be a collaboration.
Yeah.
You can say, hey, we're not using this equipment. We just got LSU. Most likely they'll get some money to say, hey, we're going to upgrade this type of equipment. The equipment that we already have, maybe that can be passed down to the Southern University for them. That can be a collaboration that can happen for those two universities. I'm going to another, when we talk about Florida, because I am in Florida, when we talk about Florida, we have Bethune-Cookman University, which is a private institution. We have Florida A&M. That's a public institution, but they are both HBCUs. They do not get the same funding. Once again, private institutions, they solely rely on those endowments and also tuition. Absolutely. When you're talking about a public institution, you're getting your funding from the government. Mm-hmm. So that right there, resources that can be helping alive when it comes to AV and IT equipment is, hey, FAMU, what are you doing to excel that student engagement when you are talking about sports, athletics, or even if we talk about academics or STEM,
right,
what can you help with Bethune-Cookman University? That's a smaller institution that's also private. What can you do, or how can you help? So once again, collide ideas. What ideas are you doing that can expand or enhance the student experience? And we talk about that. We talk in another example. I can, like I said, I give you multiple examples when we are talking about. You have 22 states that have HBCUs in the U.S. So mm-hmm. within that capability, you have, you know, going down the road. Like I said, when we talk about Louisiana, going down the road, just to say, hey, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And also, too, people don't know. If people don't know or people don't have that, that's where I come into play. Okay, you don't know about an HBCU, and that's okay. I'm going to educate you.
Yeah.
You might, like I said, Mississippi is another big state that has a lot of HBCUs as well as PWIs that can collaborate. So, yeah, the topic is going to be definitely very interesting. Like I said, it's going to be one for the books, honestly.
No, that's really awesome. So can you tell me who are you recommending comes to this talk? Do you recommend it's end users who work for universities, in-house integrators for different universities and colleges across the states, integrators, like who do you recommend come to this talk?
I recommend everybody, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you are, you know, I think for me, I'll say be more geared towards manufacturers, integrators, even end users, you know. Mm-hmm. I want you all to be well educated to just say, okay, how can me as my company, how can your company do something different that your company has never done before? If your company have never heard of a historically Black college or university, maybe it's that time where you say, okay, maybe a little pivot a little bit. Maybe we need to, you know, see what this is about. Maybe we can invest, or maybe we can start sending out opportunities to these HBCUs to get their college students to work for us. So little things like that, I think, you know, anybody who is willing to listen, anybody who's willing to make that change that you want, because once again, we are living in a very crazy time right now when it comes to our political and our government. So mm-hmm. we want to make sure that everybody is being supported. And I believe the AV IT industry can definitely help on those platforms. I definitely think they can help, you know, gear to those diversity. And once again, DEI is important, mm-hmm. you know, and I know that's being dismantled. But once again, I believe that the AVIT industry will hold strong with their beliefs to continue on those initiatives that they have to support those communities.
You make a great point, because unless people are educated to the fact that, yes, there are a lot of HBCUs in America. There could be one down the road. If you don't know, then you're not going to know how to support them. So you make a really great point of, no matter who you are, if you are someone who works for a university, if you're an integrator, a manufacturer, anyone who has like opportunity to open up that line of communication. And yeah, if you're a university down the road that's predominantly white and something great is working for your classrooms, this is a great opportunity for you to share that information with other universities. So you make really, really great points. I think that will be for sure probably a very full talk. So it sounds like you've got some really awesome stuff going on. So
absolutely.
I commend you, Kamisha. You're doing really good stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate this platform as well to actually shed that light on what we are trying to do in the community. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, appreciate you. Well, I look forward to seeing you at InfoComm. And for those watching or listening, you can sign up for any of these opportunities at infocommshow.org. You log in and then you are able to add these talks to your calendar. So hope to see you all of these. And Kamisha, thank you so much for your time. Can't wait to see you in Orlando.
All righty.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Rave, rave, rave. With rave.